103.2 Power FM. It's Friday morning. It's Rick and Rachel. And please welcome to the studio, Mel C. Yay!
Hello!
Now, I must say, actually, welcome back to Power FM.
Thank you.
Because I don't know if you recognise this room that you are in.
I've been in a lot
probably
of studios.
Been in, yeah, quite a few radio studios,
yeah,
I would imagine.
Similar.
Now, this studio was where you did your first ever radio interview with, I think it was four other girls back in 1996.
Really?
And I can remember being sat in there in that studio behind you and everyone going in, looking through the window, going, those girls are going to be big. Yeah, those girls are going to be really big. And we were going, oh, yeah, what's their new song called? Oh, well, Wannabe or something like that.
Wow.
And I suppose the rest is history.
I suppose it really is, isn't it?
So that was 9 years ago. And here we are today.
I know.
What's happening to Mel C today?
Just about. Well, I'm just about to release my third solo album. So, that's quite impressive,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, very good.
I'm really excited, actually. It's a great album. I'm really, really pleased with it.
What have you been doing for the last... Because we saw you in the games when you hurt your knee, just before your tour, wasn't it, as well?
Yeah, I did a bit of touring in December, didn't I? Once I was back on my feet with my big old knee brace, so, yeah, I did.
That was horrendous. Everyone's seeing it as well as it happened on the mat when you were doing the judo.
Yeah.
And oh, I felt it as well.
Do you have that on tape?
Oh, I absolutely don't. You know, somebody tell me at Channel 4 that they never actually played out the sound.
Oh.
Because you actually hear that ligament
go.
And I screamed the place down. I'd never have it, because I'd never really had an accident before that, a serious accident.
No.
And the pain was just excruciating.
So you had to have surgery on that and
rehabilitation? I've had a knee reconstruction, yeah. Yeah, they take a piece of your hamstring and make a new ligament and stuff.
Oh, really?
I'm feeling suddenly very ill.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing for the last 9 months? You're putting this album together? Have you done it over here or abroad? Or?
I've done it all in England this time, actually. Well, tell a lie, I went over to Sweden for a few days to work with a songwriter over there. But, yeah, I've just been busy. I mean, it was when I actually did my knee, because I was laid up for quite a while. My mum was looking after me, bless her. And it just gave me a lot of time to think, and I really, you know, pondered on my next move and what I wanted to do and what direction I wanted to go in. And that's when I started writing. It was probably in about October of 2003.
We heard you on UK Radio Aid, which was about a month ago now. How did you find that? Was that quite cool?
It was fantastic. It was such a fun day. It was so funny, though, because it was a day I just got back from holiday and I was over in Mexico, so I was a bit jet-lagged, a bit bewildered. And I walked into this thing and I was so, you know, privileged to be a part of it. But there was just so many, like, celebrities and comedians and, you know, musicians and DJs and so many famous faces there and so many, like, paparazzi. And, you know, people left us and were like, oh, what have I walked into? Well, it was a bit of a shell shock.
It started at 6 a.m, so most people involved were pretty jet lagged by the time you got there.
Yeah,
so you're in good company. Your new single, now I heard this the first time on Ant and Dec's Takeaway.
Yeah.
I heard something about second most requested song already.
I heard that too after Kylie and I thought, oh, State of Me.
Good on you, girl.
Yeah.
Well, should we give it a play?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, this is our next best superstar. It's Mel C on Power FM. It's Rick and Rachel in the morning, and we're still here with Mel C. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
Are you, still, how's the best way to put it? Do you still hang out in celebrity circles? Do you do the celeb thing much?
Not really. I mean, I've got a few friends that are in the industry, but, you know, I don't really see them that much.
You're not someone we see falling out of nightclubs very often.
Nah, I don't do clubbing anymore. I'm too old.
Yeah, don't say that. You're younger than me.
And who would you say is your, best celebrity mate?
Gosh, that's quite tough. Oh, I suppose Natalie Appleton, you know.
That's the good one.
Quite good
we like that. Yeah, that's very good, yeah. And we understand, did you take a phone call from Jamie Redknapp as well, didn't you, when you did your knee in?
You don't miss a trick, you
These ears.
No, he was really sweet, actually, because I'd met him when he was, you know, playing for Liverpool.
Yeah.
And when I did my knee in, the surgeon that did my operation had also operated on his knee. So him and Louise called me up and just said, you know, don't worry, he's a good guy. So that was, I thought that was really sweet. He put my mind at rest.
Cool. Are we ready to play the fame game?
Okay.
Celebrity status, and here is Maximum Bob.
I feel a bit guilty now, because Mel's been so lovely this morning, and I might make her cry a little bit now with the
mango. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I'll try and make it as nice as possible. We test the fame and celebrity power of a number of famous people. We have a leaderboard. At the moment, Usher is at the top of it, followed by Scooby-Doo and Westlife, Kevin Spacey, Jude Law, Danny Minogue, all the way down to our bottom ranking, people who are Matt Letizia, Yvette Fielding, and Fred Dinage.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see where you come on the leaderboard. The first thing we do to test your fame is put your name, Mel C, into Google website, and we test the google.co.uk and get 284,000 returns.
Wow.
Your
yeah,
name,
that's 284,000 more than what me comes up.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
But you're on one site, but we won't talk about that.
Mush.
Then we go out and ask 100 people on the streets a question to which the answer is Mel C. Who was Sporty Spice?
Oh, Mel C. Mel B. Absolutely no idea. Mel C.
No idea.
Yeah. Oh, who's she what? Girl from the Spice Girls?
Yeah, what was her name?
Mel C.
Melanie C.
Mel Gibson?
Mel Rich.
Mel Gibson. Yeah.
I don't know how that answer creeped in there. The next thing we need to test your fame is ring up 3 businesses and see if you can blag something with your celebrity status. So, I phoned up some companies to see if we could get some help with your travel arrangements on your current kind of promotional...
Do you not care about my reputation?
I care a little bit.
Liar.
Here we go.
Leamington Bus Station.
Yeah, hi there, this is Maximum Bob from Power FM. We're doing an interview with Melanie C, who's launching her new album, Beautiful Intentions, on April the 11th, and she'll be doing a lot of travelling round our region between now and then to publicise it. And we'd like to help her out by finding her a free bus pass to keep down the travel costs. Could you provide her with one?
I'm afraid you've got to ring our head office. I wouldn't have anything to do with that.
Well, we can certainly help as far as this company's operating area is concerned, which is really from, I suppose, Southampton westwards across to sort of the Poole, Bournemouth area,
and northwards
up to Salisbury, Andover, and that
place. Andover, yeah.
Now, come on, she's never going to travel by bus.
Well, we're thinking that she might want to, and we wondered if she wanted to do that, whether she could get a free bus pass.
If she wants to do that, I'm sure that we could give her a pass for a day.
So 2 out of 3 businesses are more than happy for you to travel free on their buses. So, out of the 59.6 million people in the UK, doing one or two little calculations, we find out that 1 in every 811 people knows exactly who you are. Which puts you...
Oh.
I don't know.
Spice Girl, for goodness sake.
You are more famous than Noddy Holder.
Be good.
Jesse Wallace.
Wow.
Ali Titmus.
Yeah. Oh.
Kelly Holmes.
Yeah.
Brian McFadden.
Oh my goodness.
Even
popular.
Natasha Bedingfield, Danny Minogue, Jude Law and Kevin Spacey. You are 4th.
Yeah!
Wow!
Which
means you're less famous than Westlife.
Westlife!
And Scooby-Doo.
I've never been under Westlife.
And Scooby-Doo, but that's one hell of a dog. But thank you for coming in. It's great to see you.
Thank you.
Good luck with the new song and the new album as well.
Good luck. Cheers.